you don't know what Jennifer and I do, okay, I'm going to give you a little basis, okay? We work through network marketing, okay? There's a couple of people in here that do the same thing. Jana does it. We have a couple people that do essential oils, okay? We are beach body coaches. That's what we do, okay? And just so happens that we're able to do it full time. And we felt like God pushed us into that area. But what happened in that process is all of a sudden I started seeing it as a different method. I am able to reach tons of people. As we talk to people on a daily basis, we have a time set up where we just pray for these people. We just got done praying for a lady who her husband went to jail because of a warrant from Tennessee, and he was in jail, and she had no financial, she was stuck. And because of us using social media, she reached out to Jennifer, and she said, I need you guys to pray for me right now. Like, I need prayer. And, so a nice way to do it, I could type you up a nice little prayer, or I just got on my phone and touched the little spot where you can actually hear us pray. And every morning at 5 a.m., we would get up, we would do our devotional together, and then we would sit there and we would pray. And then after we got done praying, then we would record a message, a one-minute prayer from me, a one-minute prayer from her, and send it to this lady through Messenger. And it affected her. It changed the way that the situation was affecting her. It changed her mindset. Okay, so today, this is probably going to be a little bit challenging for some of you. Okay, before that we got into this business, I used to post maybe once a month. Okay, and usually when I posted once a month, it was just something stupid. It made absolutely no sense. Okay, so if anything offends you during this time, Miss Bonnie is taking all of the suggestion cards at the end of the service, okay? So write it down and just make sure you give that to her. Okay, so I am going to share with you a couple different ways. And, it's going to be fun. It's going to be good, okay? I'm actually going to teach you how we teach our coaches, how we teach our team to how they make money through sharing and helping people. So if you are a part of network marketing, take notes. This will be awesome for you, okay? We're going to go jump right into John 15:1. Okay, and I'm going to read it right up here with you guys. I am the true grapevine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch of mine that doesn't produce fruit, and he prunes the branches that do bear fruit, so they will produce even more. You have already been pruned and purified by the message I have given you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you, for a branch cannot produce fruit if it is severed from the vine, and you cannot be fruitful unless you remain in me. Yes, I am the vine. You are the branches. Those who remain in me, and I in them, will produce much fruit, for apart from me, you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me is thrown away like a useless branch and withers. Such branches are gathered into a pile to be burned. But if you remain in me and my words remain in you, you may ask for anything you want. Let me say that one again, because that's really cool. I like that. You may ask for anything you want, and it will be granted. When you produce much fruit, you are my true disciples. This brings great glory to my Father. I have loved you even as the Father has loved me. Remain in my love. When you obey my commandments, you remain in my love, just as I obey my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you these things so that you will be filled with my joy. Yes, your joy. Your joy Let me say it again. Your joy will overflow. I'm going to read that one again. I have told you these things so that you will be filled with my joy. Yes, your joy will overflow. This is my commandment. Love each other in the same way I have loved you. There is no greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you slaves, because a master doesn't confide in his slaves. Now you are my friends, since I have told you everything the Father told me. You didn't choose me, I chose you. You didn't, wait a second. I thought I chose him, but you didn't choose me, I chose you. He chose us. He chose every single one of us. I appointed you to go and produce lasting fruit so that the Father will give you whatever you ask for using my name. This is my command. Love each other. If the world hates you, remember that it first hated me. The world would love you as one of its own if you belonged to it. But you are no longer part of the world. I chose you to come out of the world, so it hates you. Okay, now I want you to understand something. That whole little section of chapter talks about God's love, right? And us loving others. And it talks about fruit. What blew my mind when we started to do this network marketing is when you really start to talk to people, most people don't really have a whole lot of fruit. It's easy to wake up every day, get dressed, eat your breakfast, get the kids ready, send them off to school, maybe pray, maybe read your Bible if you have time. Go to work, or if you're a mom, work your tail off, doing all the stuff around the house. Come home, watch TV, go to sleep, and repeat. And we forget that during the day, what are we doing to bring fruit? Because if we really want to talk about how to produce fruit, there has to be a gain. There has to be a momentum. There has to be something that you're setting and something that you can measure every single day. You have to have something measurable. If there's no way, you know, we can't have a relationship and a friendship if there's not something to measure it off of. If we don't ever talk, we are... Hey, Jim. Oh, Antoine. That's about the amount of fruit that we will have out of that friendship because there's no communication. The human brain, okay, now I have to tell you, I hate college, okay? I do not like college. I have never been one that thinks that I need to go to college to make money. I think there's other ways that I could have gotten around it. I've always worked my tail off, and I've always been good at providing for my family, and I'm an entrepreneur. I think outside of the box. Okay? I looked up some facts just about the brain, okay? I'm taking psychology right now, and I'm taking it just because I need to use my GI Bill, to be honest with you. I got it, so I might as well use it, and I figured why not take psychology, because when when I'm talking to people or when I get up in front of people, I mean, when we go to a Beachbody conference, I'm standing in front of 200 to 300 people, and we are talking to them, or standing up in front of you guys, or talking on to people on a daily basis. I want to understand how people think. So I'll take psychology. Do you know that your brain contains about 86 billion nerve cells, neurons? That's the gray matter in your brain. It contains billions of nerve fibers. Those are axons and dendrites. That's white matter. And then these neurons are connected by trillions of connections or synapses. Okay, that's basically how the brain functions, is all these little things you got to think like are right next to each other, and it's electric impulses almost is what it looks like. They fire off, okay? When you don't use a certain part of your brain, or you try to think back to when you were one. Nobody can remember that one, right? Because those neurons, they're still in there, but they're not firing anymore. Because that section of your brain is not being used. It's still, there's other parts that have taken activity. So when we talk about the brain and how neurons fire, you have to continue to grow yourself in order to even be able to share or produce fruit. If you're living in Groundhog's Day, and every single day you just wake up and who was that in that? Bill Murray. Movie guy. That's what happens when you're a soldier, like. Yeah. If you're living in Groundhog's Day and you're not personally growing yourself in some area, somewhere, you can't share. The joy that is within you isn't overwhelming people. You're just waking up. You're just strolling right through life. Was that really challenging, honey? You gotta give me like a signal if I get like too crazy. Say something random, people be throwing stuff at me. So I'm gonna tell you a little bit about how we grow our business, okay? And the way that I'm telling you this, I want you to think of it not like I'm telling you about 21 Day Fix and Shakeology. I want you to think about it through sharing the kingdom of God, through sharing the power, the overwhelming joy that you have, the influence that you have, this church. So, first off, when we talk to people, we use an acronym. Like I said, this is everything that I'm telling you guys, this is confidential, okay? This is how we grow our business, so it doesn't leave this room. Write down your notes, memorize them, and then burn them before you leave the building. I'm just kidding. They're like, oh, this is serious. Man! We use an acronym called FORM, okay? So when we talk to people, we aren't in the business of sales. I need you to understand that. We are life changers. We spend more time, I think I've prayed for more people and shared the gospel and shared how to be a better father, how to be a better husband, just everything that is just boiling up inside me. I've shared that more than I've actually shared Beachbody programs. I've prayed for more people in the last year, people that I don't even know, I don't even know them. But now we've created a culture where they know they can message us and go, I need prayer now. Like, I just need you to pray. This is what's going on. And so when we talk to them, the first thing that we do is we talk about their family. What's going on with your family? How's the kids? And it brings us to where we ask questions about them. Because guess what, guys? People like to talk about themselves. Did you know that? They love to. So we just ask questions. We just let them talk. We let them go. We engage them about their family and what's going on in their family. Then after that, we talk to them about their occupation. What are they doing? Okay? That's the O, inform. Occupation. How's your job going? And through this, I want you to understand, during those two sections, we are looking for areas that we can pray. Right then. We're already like, our brain is focused on, what can I pray over? That way, if anything comes out negative or anything, we can just start, you know what? We're going to write that down. We're going to write that in our notebook, and we keep notes of all these conversations and things that we're praying about for people. And that morning prayer time, we're like flipping through a notebook, praying for people. So we talk to them about their occupation. Then we talk to them about recreation. What do you like to do for fun? And, you know, that's when you hear a lot of random stuff. You get a little bit of laughter. And then the message. Okay? Now, the message for us is obviously different. But I want you to think about this. If you were using form in your day-to-day life, hey, how's the family doing? How's that grandkid? You're getting a lot of gray hair. Is that from the grandkid or from Jared? We'll pray over that, okay? But when we engage in form and when we go through those activities daily, we're building relationships with these people. And that's what allows us that if the message is now, what's God doing in your life? Do you know my daddy? Do you know Father God? Because I don't like saying, I honestly, and this is just me, I don't like saying, have you accepted Jesus into your heart? Because if they don't know that, then I just sound like a crazy person. So I like to say, do you know my God? And from that point, that message can impact their life. And now I can show fruit. Because I don't want to stand in front of the Father. I do not want to stand in front of the Father. And I mean, let's just talk about production. Okay? At any job ever, any business ever, you have to be able to produce. Okay? One of the hardest working men in this room is that guy right there. Chris Boss. He will provide for his family. If you just sat there and talked to him about how much work he puts in, and I told him one time, I was like, man, you work like a Jamaican kid. Because, I mean, and in every movie ever, they have like 10 jobs, you know, and they're all over the place. But you have to be able to produce. If you don't produce at work, what happens? Gone. You're fired. Done. So if I was to stand in front of the Father and he said, so what have you produced today? And I was like, well, see, what happened was I woke up and then I was kind of grumpy. So then Jennifer said something and didn't make any sense to me. So, and then I stubbed my toe and I said a swear word. I mean, if you were talking to your boss by that point, he'd be looking at you going, just shut up. Just stop. What did you get done? What did you do? And eventually, he's waiting to hear the words. Nothing. I didn't do anything. I read my Bible and I prayed. Guess what? You know what that means? That you actually took a little bit of time to study on your job. Because if you consider yourself a man or a woman of God, then your job is to share the kingdom of God with every single person that you come across using form. Or if you're selling makeup. You like that one? That was a little. So I think a big problem that a lot of us have is that we go through our day-to-day life and I love all of you guys. I hang out with a lot of you guys. But what if I never hung out with anybody else? Because in network marketing, if I just never grew my market, then I'd just be talking to the same people all the time. So I'm not able to grow and affect anybody else. So when we have new coaches or new people that come into our business, we have people that come in and they need money now. They want to get fit, they want to get healthy, but they need to make some money. Their bills are behind, everything. And for the longest time, I didn't think it was possible. I didn't think there was a way that I could help you make money that fast. But what happened is the more that we perfected what we were doing, we were like, oh, we got this. We can do this. To the point where somebody can come on and we know if they do what we ask and they just do the work, they're going to grow their business. So if we're talking about the kingdom right now, if we do the work, we're going to grow the business. But if you aren't doing the work, think about it. If your way of parenting was to never do anything and you just let the kid kind of raise himself, I will punch your kid in the face. Bonnie, you probably get some cards about that one, so just. No great parent likes to, you don't want to watch that kid that's crazy, You just don't. If they are a troublemaker, and we're not talking about, crying and stuff like that, because that's, every kid does that, and. But, if you're talking about a kid that you tell to do something and they go, no, I will punch your kid in the face, right in the nose. She said not literally. Let's get back on track instead of threatening people's kids. what we're talking about is how to grow, okay? So, if we're using a network marketing technique and we're using social media, you can change this over to your day-to-day life because you go to the grocery store. So if you're not big on social media, don't take this as, you need to go home and start a Facebook today. Okay? I think people should blog. It's a good way to release. But if you go to the grocery store, what if Papa Mike said, or whoever you consider a leader, or even a friend, said, I want you to go out And I want you to talk to 10 people today. I want you to find 10 people that you don't know, that you haven't started a conversation with, that you haven't talked to, and I want you to go and I want you to form with them. And then after you form, I don't want you to drop the message yet because you haven't talked to them yet. I just want you to form. So I guess I want you to just four. And then I want you to find 3 to 5 new people, and I want you to become really good friends with them. Let them start being a part of your life. For us, that is sending out 3 to 5 new friend requests. And we usually do that through talking to people through groups. We're in a boxer group that has over 22,000 people or something like that. So, I mean, there's groups that have, you know, horses, horse group. There's groups that have, just all over the place. Whatever you're interested in, you can search it. So we build relationships with these new people, talking to them right in these groups, and then we friend request, and now we have more people following us. And then out of those 10 people that you already talked to yesterday, because we're doing this every single day, right? Because we're being productive and we're growing the kingdom. So you talked to those 10 people yesterday. I want you to hit up at least 5 of them, and I want you to form again. And I want you to do that same process. 10 conversations a day, 5 follow-ups, 5 new friends, and I want you to continue to form with people. And your message is, do you know my Father? Do you know my God? Is there something that I can pray for? Because the problem when we sit in a building like this, it isn't that, well, let me say it this way. It's very odd. The numbers are against us that people are just going to start storming through the doors. If you are not actively producing in your own life, and actively engaging people and forming with them. And this is a structure, okay? This is something that we do every single day. And that's how we've grown our business. That's how you grow a kingdom. That is, you cannot live in an atmosphere and just expect things to produce. If you use social media, okay, we tell our coaches to post 3 to 4 times a day. And those coaches need to post 3 to 4 times a day, and they need to do it about something motivational, whether it's sharing their workout, whether it's sharing something funny. Something that the kids did. But when we grew a network, it wasn't because we were complaining. It wasn't because we lived in the world of negativity. Because let's be honest, if you follow us on Facebook, our life isn't all just amazing all the time. But you know what? It kind of is. Because in all the chaos, we don't care. Because my Father said I can get whatever I ask for. So what do I need to stress about next month's finances? Do you know that when we started this, I hurt my knee at work. And I had bone-to-bone contact. And workman's comp denied my claim. because they said that me getting into the recycling bin to stomp it down because my employees didn't do their job the correct way was one of my day-to-day activities. I don't know how many people go to work and have to stomp on their own recycling bin like every day, but we try not to do that. So they denied my claim, and I'm sitting here with my wife in the kitchen. I'm like, I'm the husband. I'm supposed to provide. And I'm looking at her, I'm going, man, what are we going to do? Like, I can't work. I can't work. And I call, you know, Texas Roadhouse corporate, and they say, oh, we'll give you 60% disability of your salary. Like, oh, yay, that's a little over half. That's going to be helpful. I busted my tail for you. Everybody in Fayetteville, I mean, I can't walk into places at this time without people going, oh, hey, Anthony, how you doing? Because they watched me run around that restaurant. I never seen my family. Never, I mean. So I could have just been like, oh my gosh, what do I do? So what did I prayed. I said, God, what am I supposed to do? It was a change in mindset from that moment on. There was a change in the way that I do things. And for somebody that has never been, you know, I think there's a lot of times where what we do, some people, the first thing they think is, oh, you guys are in sales. No. Let me tell you what we're in. We're in the life-changing business. That's what we do. We change lives. And it's not just setting people up with a challenge pack. It's through our day-to-day interactions with people. We go to the grocery store. I'm looking for people to talk to. I'm looking for people to pray over. I'm looking for people to share with. Because I want to affect their lives. I want them to come across me, and from that moment on, go, there's something different about that person. Yeah. I know what she's thinking. So there's Nana, shut it down. So we have daily tasks that we do, right? And these are things that we have said they are must for us to grow our business. We tell our coaches, because let's be honest, they are growing their own business. They can do it or they don't have to. It don't matter. We're going to still keep going. Because if somebody comes into church every week and they're really depressed, they're like, oh man, my life's so horrible. I can't. Can you stand up for a second? I can't go, oh, come on, man. Dude, you wanted to interlock fingers?
That was you.
Don't do that. Here, come here. Seriously. So, here, come here. Let's interlock fingers now. We're going to interlock fingers now. So, if this person comes in every single day or every time that I talk to them, they're like, oh, I can't do it. I want you to try to stand in place, okay? I can't go like this. Because if I do this, and I'm constantly trying to, like, pull them into the same place that I'm at, I'm going to get tired. That was weird. We're going to have to pray later. So, people have to be able to be interactive in your own growth. And your growth matters for the people that you are going to come across daily. Your Bible reading has to. You're going to die if you don't do it every day. How about that? If I told you you were going to die if you didn't do it every single day, needs to happen. Let me show you how we do it. Okay? This is an easy method so that if you're not doing it already, this is a great way. There's a Holy Bible app called YouVersion. Okay? And every day, Jennifer and I go in here and we find a different study. So there's a little thing right here that says plans, okay, right in the center of this. Right now we're doing one called Daring Faith. But we've done one, let's see, if I go to my completed plans, we've done Debt, a Biblical Exploration. That was a 5-day. The Heart of a Worshiper, that was a 3-day. Ask, Think, and Imagine, that was 22 days. And 7 Keys to a Great Family. That was 7 days. And every day we go in there and we do this. And it takes us 5 minutes. I'm not really good at the 1-year Bible. And the reason I'm not good at it is because I get unfocused. I told Antoine this the other day. I said, I get unfocused. And then I miss a day. And the next day, I got to catch up now. Because I'm trying to do this in a year. So now I'm like speed reading, and God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten. And by the end, I'm like, whew, check that block. But I didn't get nothing out of it, right? Because when we read, this is something that should give, it should give power. It should give authority. It should be something that is connecting with us and going and making us go, oh, man, I really need to work on that. It should be challenging you. If you're reading every day and you're going, oh, that was good, you're doing it wrong. What'd you say? Yeah. You're gonna make me come over to my books right now. I'm gonna bring up the first one too. Right here. This book was very challenging for me. Brian Grazer is a guy that he's produced Apollo 13, Splash, 8 Mile, A Beautiful Mind, Friday Night Lights, Arrested Development. So by that, you should know that this isn't a book that I read to, it wasn't something that like was a daily devotional. But what it did is it made me start asking questions. It talks about how as we get older, we start losing our curiosity. We get caught up in Groundhog's Day. And then we're not asking questions. One of the things that it hit the most, and then this book followed up with right after that, was listening. Because we've just been talking about sharing, right? You know what I found out that I really stink at? Listening. And I fixed it. I did fix it. I'm still working on it. I actively think about it. But if you ask Papa Mike, I sat with him and Don in a meeting on Tuesday. And I think out of the entire time, I think I might have talked for like 4 minutes, maybe a little bit longer. But it was never something boiling up inside me where I was, oh, ooh, I gotta say this right now. Because what happens, and what these two books challenged me with, is thinking. Some of you might have did it while we were actually, while I was talking. Maybe I said something about network marketing, and all of a sudden, the first thing that happened in your head was you got a rebuttal. Or you thought, oh, he's trying to sell me on some Shakeology right now. What happens is people talk to us, all of a sudden, we start to think about our response or what we're going to say next. And when we start to think about what we're going to say next, we stop listening. We quit. Now we're just battling our own mind. Another book on leadership, John C. Maxwell. If you don't know this guy, he's all right. Dr. Miles Monroe, Understanding Your Potential. These books do focus a little bit more on daily activities and what God is doing daily and how to get better at those things. Honey, you're still reading this book? You have to understand that I'm not a strong reader. I'm not like one of those people that has always been like, oh, another book? This year, I've already read two books, and I'm actually in the process, and this is while I'm reading all my college stuff, too. But I'm fascinated with these books because they're challenging me. These are two books I haven't read yet. God at Work. You guys know who that guy is, right? It's a very smart man. You have to be able to challenge yourself. You have to be able to personally grow every day. So let me tell you how to set up daily routines, okay? Because that's what we're talking about. We're talking about daily routines. You have to daily set up a routine so that you can be effective and so that you can produce. Three vitals. Okay? And again, this is what we use in our business, and this is how we teach people to grow their business. Four vitals. Yeah, I was thinking three just because. There's three vitals, but we teach four to our people. The first one, okay, and the most important, always be working on personal development. Always. You need to be reading, listening to audio. You have to do this every single day. In just our business alone, some of the top coaches, they'll tell you that they were not very good until they just started reading. And then when they started reading, because I believe that when I do this every single day, when I do this every single day, no matter what I'm doing, whether I'm talking to somebody face-to-face, whether I'm posting, whether I'm calling one of my brothers just to tell him I love him and I was just thinking about him, and then we talk for like a half hour just about what's going on in each other's lives. Yeah, yeah. That was awesome. Personal development, that also works into your Bible reading and your prayer. We get up every single morning. If you think that you don't have enough time in your day, guess what? Wake up earlier. Stop using everything as an excuse. Remember, Miss Bonnie's taking the cards afterwards, so write those down. Stop finding excuses. Wake up earlier. We were getting up at 6 o'clock, and we would do our workout every single day. And then at 7, we would, like, be waking the kids up. And then before you know it, like, time just slipped. And if we slept in just a little bit, then we weren't able to get our workout in. So then we did it later. You know what we did? We woke up earlier. We started getting up at 5. We said, you know what? We just don't have enough time in the day that on that side. So let's get it on this side. So we wake up at 5. We come downstairs, get some coffee. I share fruit with Lucius, which is weird, but he likes fruit. Then we read our devotional. We pray. I pray, she prays. Sometimes I'm tired, so she prays first. But we both pray so that we are both, it's a bond, okay? That's better than sex. To be able to sit there and pray together and to be able to hear that spiritual warrior in my wife, it's better than sex. Sorry, I know there are some teenagers in here. Plug your ears! Next thing, okay, because I'm running out of time. You need to be a product of the product, is what we would call it. So when we teach our coaches this, you need to do your workout every day, and you need to drink your shake every day, okay? But what does that mean in the spiritual realm? You need to constantly be seeking God and letting that joy overwhelm outside of you. Go everywhere and be a thermostat. Okay, change the temperature around you. Change the environment around you. If you're having a bad day, suck it up, buttercup. Time to put on a smile and fake it. It doesn't matter. You are called to be more than just living in Groundhog's Day. Invite, invite, invite. That's number three. Every single day, you should be looking for people to share the kingdom of God with. You should be forming with people. You should literally set a goal for, you know what? This is good. I just thought of this one. Three people a month. That's how many lives I need you to change. I need you to find three people a month. And I'm not talking about, we already talked about day-to-day activities and how to invite and talk to people and make new friends. Okay, I'm talking about three people a month. I want you to pray with them and have them ask Jesus into their heart. Three people a month, that's it. So if you play back my numbers that we've already went over and you were doing, talking to 10 people, making five new friends, doing five follow-ups, and you were constantly doing this, that's 300 people in a month, right? 10 times 30. That's 300 people in a month that you've talked to, that you've built relationships with. I need you to find three out of those 300 and have them say the prayer with you or get them into church. Three new people a month, that's it. That's easy, right? I mean, if we're doing the day-to-day activities, that's pretty easy. That's, you talk to 10 new people a day, just find three. And then I need you to do one more thing. This is the most important. This is our add-on to what is already a principle for the business that we're in. I need you to daily pray over your family, pray over your job and their business. For us, that's our business. I need you to pray for these two right here. And I need you to pray for the people around you, your neighborhood, where you're going to go today. I need you to do those four things every single day. That's it. That's not really that big a deal, right? If you talk to 10 people, And you're doing a couple follow-ups. Now, where the challenging part is that you have to do it. That's it. You just have to do it. You just have to make it non-negotiable. If I make something non-negotiable and I say, I'm going to do this every single day, guess what happens, guys? Your life changes. And you know what? It's not just your life. You start to change and affect the world around you, and that's what we're here to do. That's what we're here to do. It's not about coming in and seeing all your beautiful faces every Sunday. That's not the deal. It's not. The deal is to affect them and get them in here. Get them over to your house. You know what? You don't even have to invite them to church. Invite them to UFC. Invite them to come over and play in a cornhole tournament or a game night. But if you don't do it, you can't grow the kingdom. You're going to be standing in front of the Father and he's going to go, what'd you produce? Well, you see, what happened was I was really tired from last night because I stayed up late watching Persons of Interest. I didn't have time for you today, God. There's only one way to change, and it's through changing your mindset. If you just do those things every single day, for you, that was, if you do that stuff every single day in your business, it shoots through the roof. It shoots through the roof. And it's not because we're out trying to talk people into buying something, that it's changed our lives. It's changed our lives, and that's what we share. But it's not, that's not just what changed our lives, okay, guys? It's God. God took me out of a place that was not being productive for my life and for my future. And he did it through injury because he knows that, well, I'm a knucklehead. That's what he knows. I honestly get woken up through dreams about 5 to 10 times a week lately since we've taken on this listening, this reading, inviting, praying for people, getting up, doing devotionals together, praying together. I get woken up at least 5 to 10 times a week. And I wake up from a dream and I go, God, what are you trying to show me? And I pray over the dream. And then I go back to sleep. Daily activity in your life is what's going to help you produce. Set up a routine. Just like you wake your kids up every single day for school. You don't wake them up at 10 and go, all right, well, I guess you're ready to go to school today. You have to set up a routine. And when you set up that routine, I promise you, okay? I'm making a promise. You will see change. You will see change in every area of your life to where when you ask for something, it happens. Because the only thing that we battle against is ourselves. So that's all I got. Make sure your cards, those can all go to Miss Bonnie for whatever offense you had during this message. Paul, Mike, did you want to close this out?